today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of a given year, because the world is just dying to know.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. Hey there, on behalf of Jim Lenahan, I am Patrick Foster. I want to welcome you to the second week of our Best of 2022 January Countdown. Today is the 16th of January. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to all. And I want to let everybody know that we are rolling through these picks for the rest of the month. And I want to thank everybody once again who has contributed. We're going through these picks in the order they were received. And we've got enough, I think, to take us right up through the 31st. So pretty excited. Thanks to everybody. We've got a couple late picks that came in, but those people had to bribe us with beer. So that's the trade-off. If you want to get in after the deadline. But seriously, thanks to everybody who took the time to make a call. And the picks are so cool, so eclectic, so diverse. Really love it. I've got two more today, threaded up. And I've got the tape player ready to go, so I'm going to reach over there without further ado and hit play on the first pick for this week.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and happy new year to Jim and Patrick and everyone in this suburbs podiverse. Like all the one-name greats, Elvis, Bono, Sting, Cher, it's Herb with my best of 2022 picks. I'll start off with the easy one first. It's my song of the year, which debuted in January of last year. And the song was by Yard Act. It's Rich.
Almost by accident, I have become rich. Through continued reward for skilled labour in the private sector and a genuine lack of interest in expensive things, it appears I have become rich. And since I have become rich, I've been constantly living in fear of losing everything, that the bubble will burst, and falling from my perch, I will return once again to the life that I used to live with the things that I didn't have before I had become rich. It appears I have become rich.
Rich.
I put a pinch away each week in a place my hand wouldn't fit, so I cannot reach it. It is made of solid steel, a square foot deep with a slit, no bigger than an inch. One day when the seam splits in such a way that it cannot be restitched, I will scratch that insatiable itch and buy the whole hospital and everything in it, because I am rich. It appears I have become rich. You twitching like some headless bird, whilst the witch doctors poach for the stragglers in the herd, pitching for business down on Skid Row. The line goes out the door and you're right at the back. Man, two more poor dead kids in a ditch. I love being rich.
My album of the year was a little tougher, as I'm sure it is with most people. Among those in contention for the best of were the aforementioned Yard Act, Hooray for the Riff Raff, Fontaine's D.C., and Asbury Park's own Beach Rat. But I have to go with the October release, I Walked With You A Ways by Planes, an absolutely beautiful album, not a bad song in the bunch, and given multiple thumbs up from my wife. So that's what I'm going with this year. So looking forward to hearing from everyone else. See you later.
When the summer sun melts candles, I dig out the wick. Honey, we're up against something our love alone can't fix.
Jim, Patrick, interns, members of the press, and my fellow Americans. This is Kevin Clement from South Louisiana calling in with my top album and song pick of 2022. We had a ton of great albums that came out. I listened to 83 of them this year, at least one time. And there are some that I still missed, unfortunately, and I'll definitely catch up in 2023. But had some great ones. I definitely think you should check out Dot Dash, of course. They were on the podcast. Great album. First Aid Kit had a new album out. The Beths. Super Chunk. They had a whole bunch. My top two favorite, and the one that just barely missed out being my favorite, was The Suede with Auto Fiction. Such a great album. If you enjoyed Suede back in the 90s, definitely go check this album out. It's amazing. It's really, really good. I know that other members of here, especially Steven Routledge, will back me up on that. But it just got edged out. Unfortunately, my favorite was Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway, the album Crooked Tree. It's just such a wonderful album. Just great bluegrass, country, Americana, whatever you want to call it. They've got a lot of great artists that come on with them, including the song that I want you to play, which is Flatland Girl. And it features Margo Price. It's some really great bluegrass playing and some, of course, you know, their beautiful voices.
Driving through the land of Lincoln, always gets me thinking of the flatlands where I come from, the life I left behind. The corn grew high and Gramps' farm, now they boarded up a barn. That way of life from long ago just withered on the vine. You can't take a girl out of the heartland, but you can't take the heartland from the heart of a flatland girl. You can plant your dreams in God's green acres, send them to heaven in a grain elevator, but prayers don't run a tractor or promise a summer rain. And I found out when I was young that a farmer's day is never done. When the hard times hit the heartland and I had to move away. You can't take a girl out of the heartland, but you can't take the heartland from the heart of a flatland girl.
So then we'll go to my favorite song of the year. And this one kind of came out of left field. It's a band that they've had six albums out, and this is the first time I've ever heard of them. It's a British band called Everything Everything. The song is called Pizza Boy. It's off of the album Raw Data Feel. And it's just got a really fun vibe to it, real dancey kind of beat. But if you listen to the lyrics, it's a little off, but but definitely enjoyed that one. So please play that. And thank you, Jim and Patrick, for everything you do. We enjoy this so much and we appreciate you. And also, if anybody wants to check out my top 20 albums of the year, you can go to either my Facebook or Twitter page. Twitter is at Da Cajun Music Man, which is D-A Cajun Music Man, no spaces. And you can check it out there. I posted it on December 31st. Thank you so much, fellas, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Me. time is fun when you're just loving flies. We can never go back.
All right, big thanks to Herb, one word Herb, and Kevin Clement, of course, both of those guys, really wonderful people, and so glad to be able to meet them in person through the Suburbs Fest. So really, really feel privileged to have them as part of our group. Want to recap what we heard there. Herb picked the song Rich from Yard Act. That was from their album The Overload, which came out on Universal / Island in 2022. We heard Plains doing Summer Sun. I Walked With You A Ways is the album on Anti / Epitaph. And then Kevin had Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway doing Flatland Girl, which also featured Margot Price. And the album was Crooked Tree, came out of the Nonesuch label. And then finally, Everything Everything doing Pizza Boy. I like that a lot. And the album is Raw Data Feel, and that came out on Infinity Industries. All right, so our playlist is getting longer and longer, and we're going to continue to add all these songs and albums to it. We're going to share that with you when it's all complete, and hopefully that'll be a great playlist for you to go to throughout the rest of this year when you need something to listen to. Okay, thanks everybody for listening. We are going to be back at you tomorrow with two more picks, and I want to say on behalf of Jim Linehan, thank you for listening. I am Patrick Foster, and we will talk to you then.
Like all the one-name greats, Elvis, Bono, Sting, Cher, it's Herb.